It's been said the city of Charlotte is most segregated on Sunday mornings. Recently, the fault lines have been less about race than about whether or not protections for gay, lesbian, and transgender people should be codified into city code.
And this has raised more controversy in Charlotte than anything else in a series of controversial city council decisions within recent years.
Yesterday, Pastor Nancy Kraft told the congregants at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church she just doesn't understand how anyone could oppose the measure.
It feels mean and hateful to me. And what makes me even crazier is seeing such injustice being perpetrated by people who claim to follow Jesus.
Last week, Reverend Mark Harris at First Baptist Church had this to say about the Charlotte City Council.
Or whatever, they're trying to make protected classes out of purely abnormal behavior.
Both Reverend Harris and Pastor Kraft have done more than just preach to their faithful. They are both activists on this issue. Both have joined dozens of other clergy members in signing letters to the city council, either for or against the expansion of the non-discrimination ordinance. Here's what the proposed ordinance would do. First, it would make it illegal in the city of Charlotte for taxi drivers, restaurants, or any commercial business from discriminating against customers who are gay, lesbian, or transgender. 17 states and more than 200 cities and counties across the country have enacted similar laws. It makes sense for Charlotte to do the same, says Chris Scrow, executive director of the gay and transgendered rights group Equality NC. After all, he says, Charlotte is one of the 20 largest cities in the country.
And of the top 20 population cities in the country, all of them but Memphis and Jacksonville and Charlotte have these protections.
Under Charlotte's proposed ordinance, companies found to discriminate would be subject to a fine and could be barred for 2 years from getting any city contracts. But that is its own form of discrimination, says Tammy Fitzgerald, executive director of the North Carolina Values Coalition, a group opposed to the measure.
And so what that does is it leads to religious discrimination by the city because it automatically discriminates and excludes businesses that have religious beliefs.
She adds the 1964 Civil Rights Act already creates a number of protected classes based on race, gender, national origin, and disability.
However, there is no inclusion for sexual orientation or gender identity. In other words, for sexual behavior.
Chris Scrow of Equality NC finds these arguments problematic.
Yeah, it's not discrimination. Protecting those who are discriminated against is not discrimination.
Scrow is quick to point out what happens at a business counter or with a city contract isn't the focus of those opposed to the measure.
Restrooms are certainly the linchpin that they've grabbed onto for their opposition.
Besides banning discrimination by businesses, the proposal would allow a transgender person to use the public restroom of their choice, regardless of anatomy. While at least six cities in North Carolina ban employment discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity, Charlotte would be the first city in North Carolina to include this bathroom provision, which is why this attack ad refers to the measure as the bathroom bill.
I'd be really scared if a man shared a private bathroom with my daughter. Yet this nightmare could become a reality right here in Charlotte if we don't speak up quickly. On Monday,
this ad was paid for by conservative group Faith Matters NC. Tammy Fitzgerald of the North Carolina Values Coalition elaborates on what she thinks people should be scared of.
This ordinance will allow sexual predators to pose as transgendered males or females and wait in bathrooms for unsuspecting victims.
That is simply fear-mongering, says Chris Scrow.
It's already illegal to be a sexual predator or to prey on somebody in a restroom in any fashion.
And as he points out, this ordinance doesn't change those existing laws.
The only thing this will do is make sure that trans people who already use the bathroom of the gender with which they identify are not able to be harassed when doing so.
Yet that fear, rational or irrational, will likely be front and center at the Charlotte City Council meeting tonight. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.